This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM Birmingham. I'm Andrew Yeager. Democrats hope to make inroads in Republican-dominated Alabama yesterday. They were riding high after electing Doug Jones to the Senate in a special election in December. That enthusiasm, though, did not translate into victory Tuesday, as Republicans maintained all statewide offices and all contested congressional seats. We'll take a look at the election results for Democrats with Ryan Williamson. He's a political science professor at Auburn University. He joins us now. Ryan, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, overall, Democrats did about as well yesterday as they had 4 years ago, maybe a few points better in some state-level races. Overall, why weren't Democrats able to make a bigger dent in the Republican dominance?
Alabama is a deeply red state, and polarization is at such a level that voters aren't generally going to cross the aisle to support Democratic candidates. The best you can really hope for is that enough Republican voters stay home to shift the election, and that simply just didn't happen.
Well, in the governor's race, Walt Maddox lost to incumbent Republican Kay Ivey. He certainly had an uphill climb. Unofficial returns show him losing with just about 40% of the vote. Why do you think he wasn't able to make it more of a contest?
Well, Ivey had both partisanship and incumbency on her side, and she wasn't plagued by some of the same scandals as some of her predecessors, so it was really her race to lose. But he still managed to perform better than the Democratic candidate from 4 years ago by about 4 percentage points, and so that's at least somewhat of a showing on his part.
So given those sort of structural issues there, do you see anything that a Democratic gubernatorial candidate could have done and issue a strategy that might have turned out differently?
Probably not. It's a matter of being able to galvanize enough voters to go out and support a Democratic candidate and kind of, like in 2017, hope that the Republican candidate turns off enough of the voters that it tips the scales.
Well, most observers considered Democrats' best shot at a statewide office to be Jefferson County Judge Bob Vance. He was running for Chief Justice of the Alabama Supreme Court. He lost to Associate Justice Republican Tom Parker. Now, Vance actually did a few points poorer than he did 6 years ago when he ran for the same seat against Judge Roy Moore. What accounts for that slip in the numbers for Bob Vance?
The idea that this was the best shot was based on he got the endorsement of six former Supreme Court justices. He presented himself as a restrained jurist who would decide based on law and not ideology. But at the end of the day, voters were still hesitant to offer their support for a Democrat, and the connection of Tom Parker to Roy Moore just wasn't enough to bridge that gap.
Is there anything positive that you see for Democrats coming out of yesterday's election? Any silver lining?
Well, the Democrats did not have the strong partisan wins at their back in this election that some may have expected. Republicans had really strong showings in other southern states like Tennessee, Florida, and Georgia. Inroads have been made in other parts of the country, but wholesale change doesn't occur in one election. So it's simply a process, and they continued that process last night.
Well, with that in mind, where do you see Democrats going from here?
Viable candidates, because upsets can happen, much like what happened in the Senate special election last year and in races like Oklahoma's 5th and Georgia's 7th last night. This is especially important for those at the races at the top of the ballot, because even if they don't win, they can propel down-ballot candidates forward.
Ryan Williamson is a political science professor at Auburn University. Ryan, thanks for talking with us.